Good transition.
Some good
wait,
ocean can water we just in the end of this song?
Can we just keep that going? Like,
no, the song's over. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
But that was Le Hoy.
Uh huh. No, whoa, that is not Le Hoy. Is that your? So I don't think that's how the J is pronounced in French. Just oh, I don't want to.
It's a hard J.
I think it's like a J.
You have a swing.
Yeah,
it.
Let me. Can I? That was a les jours sur
sure, you know, sure.
I think
like two gutturals.
It's all about like the spirit, you know. Yeah, and I think that is the French.
That sounds a lot more French.
Yeah. Was it correct? Like,
oh my gosh, look at them. It's by Polo and Pan. Pan? I don't know.
Pan. yeah, and this is the Witching Hour on WMFO in Medford. Welcome. Did we say the Witching Hour already?
We haven't. This is the Witching Hour.
Yeah.
Here to play some music for you this morning.
And what kind of music? Well, that's a good question. Because we've been thinking a lot about music, what it is, what it isn't.
Yeah, and the purpose it serves. For us and in our greater society.
Yeah, and so we're gonna kind of give you a little bit of like a meta breakdown of music itself in this set list.
We're kind of explaining what music is to you.
Yes,
you probably don't know anything about it, is why you're listening to the radio.
Exactly,
it's probably your first time listening to music.
Exactly.
So we thought, why not give you a little something from everywhere?
Right, give you the whole spectrum, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and what better way to get started listening to music than The Witching Hour, listening to...
You know, we're fine if it's your first time listening to music. We aren't judging you. It's okay. I know you're a little scared. That's why you're listening at 1 a.m.
yeah, when no one else
nervous.
Is...
You don't want anyone to know.
But yeah, we're really trying to break down that stigma of music listening, you know?
Yes.
You guys, you know, empowering music
empowering
listeners.
Music listeners. That's what we do.
Yes.
Because it's hard.
It's so hard.
No one wants to talk about how hard it is.
Yeah.
Walking in class with your headphones on, everyone knows you're listening to music.
Oh, God. It's so...
Like, wow. Oof. They all think you're a freak.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I was a podcast. I was white noise. I was not listening to music right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what spectrum are you thinking this is going to fall into? Like, what do you think might be the...
So, just from a brief bird's eye view of our playlist, spectrum, like from what to what, perhaps? Is that kind of like how you define a spectrum?
Yeah.
Or...
I think this might better fit into a quadrant, which is a close relative
right, like the
spectrum.
That's, yeah, you know, a quadrant might simplify it a little bit, because... at least gives us two axes, and then we can work with that. It's a little more tangible than perhaps the more amorphous four-dimensional spectrum, which you might have been three.
One.
Wait,
okay. Wait, isn't
no,
that crazy?
No, no.
Each axis is a dimension.
True. That's a great...
It's like a timeline.
So then what's like a point? A point is zero dimensions?
No. It like is a point... Like, does the point have... How many coordinates?
No, it's like a whatchamacallit?
Just a circle.
No, like a point, like a. It has no dimensions. What dimension is that?
Like it's in there then.
Okay, yeah, that, you know, that's making more sense.
Let's
now
see
that
if we can find a song that is just a point.
But
we're trying to fit it, so maybe not.
Right. So the spectrum, maybe on the x-axis we have. Well, I don't even know where to, like, genres or just more just, like, kind of...
I think we could assign an artist to, the end of each axis.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Like there's probably happy to sad, maybe the general vibe, and, like...
Happy to sad.
I don't know what the other axes
are. And then maybe, like, ambient to noisy or something, you know what I mean?
Yes, we're getting there. I think
that's
we need
not
to explore
bad.
some music, though, to really know.
Yeah, yeah. So, this
into.
Is like a work in progress, guys, you know?
Yeah.
So, as we get through the set, we're going to revise this spectrum. And by the end, we will have the perfected spectrum of music, the definitive
Yeah, by 2 a.m. Yes. In just one short hour.
Yeah.
You will know everything there is to know about music.
Yeah.
And probably might find a favorite song along the way.
I mean, probably. I mean, we're giving you a lot here. Just, I don't want to, like, raise your expectations too high, but, like, guys.
Yeah, there's good, there's bad. There's hard to listen to, there's easy to listen to. I would say that first one was a low ball for you.
Yeah, guys, I hope ball. You... Yeah, no, it's good to, you know, a first song...
Underhand.
Yeah, exactly. First song, you want to ease it into... Ease you guys into music. And the second one is also... I think it's gonna... I don't...
It's a... Maybe a TikTok song, says Ken.
Brooke, you weren't supposed to say that. No, TikTok music is an important part of the spectrum, though, to be fair. In today's day and age, you know?
It's true. It could be TikTok to, like, underground to, like, not underground.
True. Okay, do we need another axis?
There is a Z right there.
Oh, boy. All right, oh, boy. This might get really confusing.
I don't know if I can imagine three dimensions at this hour.
Yeah, we might need to visual...
We could, you know, we could pull. I have my graphing calculator.
Okay. We're gonna work on getting a visual for you, my more visual learners out there. But in the meantime, this is Super Idol. Super Idol 的笑容勾勒你的天，八月正午的阳光勾勒你耀眼，热爱105度的你，滴滴青春的蒸馏水。你不知道你有多可爱，一道胡回傻笑着再站起来，你从来都不轻言失败，对梦想的执着一直不曾更改，很安心当你对我说，不怕有我在，反正让我来，勇敢追自己的梦想，那坚定的模样。 Super Idol 的笑容勾勒你的天，八月正午的阳光勾勒你耀眼，热爱105度的你，滴滴青春的蒸馏水，傻笑着再站起来，你从来都不轻言失败，对梦想的执着一直不曾更改，很安心当你对我说，不怕有我在，反正让我来，勇敢追自己的梦想，那坚定的模样。 Super Idol 的笑容勾勒你的天，八月正午的阳光
dirty bitch. Why this bitch obsessed with me? I just don't understand. You suck the dick straight out my ass. Who got the upper hand? I see why you ain't got no friends. You miss our fucking man. You step Mom burned out while she took her sister second hand. I know you're out, you're reaching out, you need my ninth clout. That stanky pussy got you kicked out the Kardashian house. You hit my DM like no more, this song you tapping out. I go rehab with this flow, bitch, I'm blacking out. No, you not a model, get that flow right better than Lotto. You ugly with no makeup, but some beats you fuck on Jacob. How many times I got to tear these hoes, I been that bitch. My money long, shit on the floor, look like I printed. 7 foreign cars, live on the hills, my shit ain't rented. Keep my baby daddy name out your fucking mouth, or Will Smith it. This hoe belong all in the zoo, see I don't understand. She fuck on Tiger and killing babies, I seen the sonogram. Blacks like me wanna be just like me, but I got plaques on plaques on plaques like Soulja Boy's teeth. Dye your hair like me, weird bitch, not me. They fucked you back to back to back, that could never be me. Ain't speaking fast, she made me laugh, I call them Marlon Wayne. Them NFL boys ran a train on you, now you on a team. How this bitch got 1,000 bodies, ain't old enough to drink. Jack boy fuck that pussy out of Florida, you fuck on anything, I know about you. Just with a little fame, it's easy to get that whore about you. Almost overdosed on a vape, nobody ain't call about you. I play the role to be your friend, to beat the smoke out you. Damn, Alabama, you a tramp, Alabama. Wait, it's Drake out the window, God's plan, Alabama. Simon says, stop your feet, move your hands, Alabama. Baby says, I'm up the street like here I am, Alabama. Really dumb enough to think I'd tell you anything, you dumb dirty hoe. I wouldn't tell you what color socks I got on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the music, the crossfade is really hot on my Spotify. yeah, sorry about that transition. We would like to apologize. It is really hard to mix a lot of genres of music, and we hope you'll understand that we did have to play Bad Baby.
Yeah, like we're trying to give you the full spectrum here, so of course we're gonna have to jump around a little bit just to kind of cover all of the dimensions, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
Yes.
And so we've already covered a lot of space. I will
we
say
could be that hitting 3D at this point with 3 songs.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive. So let's talk about it. So Super Idol was a nice little it's Chinese, it's yeah. It's fun, it's a little pop banger, if you will.
True.
Good vibes, cool sound effects. Did you hear the little water? There's a little bloop.
No.
That was a little layer that again, I appreciated. Yeah, I think you should.
Now that I can listen to music and
right.
not feel so scared of it.
Yes.
And nervous.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we love to hear.
Yeah, and then that was Miss Whitman by Bad Baby. And I would like to point out the beginning of it. I don't know if you heard because the crossfade on my Spotify is so high, but she is sampling Carnival.
Yes.
And in the beginning of it, it just sounds like it's Carnival. So I was like, someone played it and someone was like, oh, like someone was like hyping it up.
Can I ask what context this was played to you in?
The Frisbee Field context.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it would.
Yeah. There's some
on the field though. I didn't.
There's some Bad Baby fans on the team, I would say.
Oh.
Just one.
Are you gonna
two,
out them?
No. Sorry. Maybe. Me, okay. Of course. Also.
Yeah.
Sorry. Misspoke. But yeah, someone in the she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna play this Bad Baby song." Someone was like, "Oh, this is not Bad Baby." And then she starts rapping, and you're like, "Wow." So I think that really crosses the bounds of like what your expectations going into a song uh-huh. are.
Because
you're like expecting one thing,
yeah,
and then you get Bad Baby just rapping over like this huge song,
right? So shock
it,
factor.
It begs the question: is ooh, she teasing you? Like, whoa. Is she like luring you in with a song you
right.
know you love?
Because you know you love Carnival, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's. I'm just trying to imagine like Bad Baby like getting the clearance for the sample.
Yes,
what
I was also
like?
Really confused on that, and I don't think she did. But also,
well,
I don't know the
she must have, right?
process of getting samples clear. Like, isn't it like if you use a certain amount, you don't have to?
But I feel like she definitely
she
used quite a bit of this one. yeah, I wonder if she just went to... Well, because here, let me break it down for you, because I feel like you're missing a little bit of context for this one.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a diss track of Alabama Barker, right? The
okay,
daughter
yes.
of Travis Barker. Travis Barker married to... with Kardashian and
Kourtney? Maybe
it's Kourtney or Khloe.
Okay.
And you know Kanye. Well, all right. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Kanye.
All right. No, we're not going to talk about it. But
you do. He is on the spectrum. Like, he's on the musical spectrum. So you have to acknowledge his influence on the musical world, and it's shown in this song.
Right. But it's also like, because Alvin Barker is like kind of in the Kardashian world. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's why Kanye cleared it, because it's a diss track kind of against the Kardashian world. You know what I'm saying? Kanye is like,
wow.
You know, right. You see what I'm saying?
I wasn't even making these connections. This is great.
That's just like an idea that I had. So I kind of, my picture Bad Baby going to Kanye and be like, yo, like,
but where's the middleman between Bad Baby and Kanye?
I always feel some like unhinged text conversations between Kanye and someone you never expect. I think she just texted him, you know.
She just called Kanye. She just said,
yeah, that's kind of how I see it going down.
You know what? Yeah, I was kind of kidding at first about the song, but I'm actually not. I'm serious about it.
In what way?
Like, also, just remembered something that she's like from like a like reality show, like, and now
and
she's
like barely
has
a
6
reality.
Million
yeah.
like Spotify listeners, and it's like,
yeah,
the way that artists can get famous now.
Yeah, I mean, talk about extending your 15 minutes of fame. Like, she was the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yes.
Like, that was how long ago was that? Like,
I just looked.
My
it was
God.
2016. I think. Yes, 2016. Yeah, and now here she is, like, probably maybe a millionaire, maybe not, but.
But
definitely
a millionaire, right? And
Gucci
but to say the least, is the millionaire. But the more important thing is that she has carved out such an influential space in the musical world that it is getting played on the Witching Hour spectrum.
Exactly.
Playlist.
And
like,
just
if that doesn't speak to her influence, to her come up, then I don't know what does.
Yes, and I've been listening to her since the sophomore year of high school, and maybe people can't say the same, but Gucci Flip Flops.
Yeah, since sophomore, yeah. So, I'm just... So, maybe we should have, like, a little shame in our music listening habits.
Well, it's not like consistent. Like, I'd say with this song, I'm like, oh, like, she has another another banger.
Another
one. She has so many. Yeah, I just think she's kind of iconic.
Kind of? Come on.
I mean, yeah, she's also like our age, like.
Yeah.
Don't you
is
feel
she,
a little?
Is she? But she's like no.
Can you
I feel like she
second?
Was our age when she did the Catch Me Outside, or maybe a little younger when she did Catch Me Outside.
She's 22.
Oh man,
isn't that crazy?
So how? So 2025, 2026.
Alabama Barker's 19. She wrote a diss track about a 19-year-old.
Oh, so that's the bar when she was like,
you can't drink.
Yeah, wait. You got 1,000 bodies and you can't even drink or so something like that.
Yeah, some crazy burn.
Burn.
Boom.
You got burn, son.
Boom. Yeah, we were admiring some of the lyricism of Bad Baby as well.
Yeah.
There was one about overdosing on a vape. I enjoyed that one.
Not that we like to make fun of. Well, anyways. so that's a nice diss track spectrum, sample spectrum, Bad Baby spectrum.
I think you're just listing categories. I don't think you're understanding. Sorry.
that's a great point. I'm just trying to like again. I'm in the three dimensional space here.
I think you're kind of in like the half dimension.
I'm trying to just get my bearings about.
That's okay.
Trying to see what I can reach out and grab. If that makes sense.
We only have had three so far, so it's really hard to sort.
Yeah,
just three.
Three and, we're, and I'm already lost. So.
And it's like, wow, we've heard a lot, and we know so much more about music than we knew before.
Yeah. So I just wonder if we're gonna keep expanding on the spectrum, the boundaries of the spectrum, or if we're gonna start filling in the gaps. What do you think?
It's gonna get bigger. It's like the universe.
No,
it's always expanding.
It's wait, that's kind of true though, because like people keep on making new music and.
Yeah, imagine in like the 1950s that they thought that was it, just those like.
I actually did put a song from the 50s in there too, which is
really
Where?
I think I just. It's okay. You can.
Oh, it's not in there.
No, but. we can get into our next song, which is far from the 1950s and more into the experimental music, I would say.
Yes. There's so many things I could say about this, but I think it's maybe easier if I just say nothing.
French Sound. Shout outs to French Sound. Unknown Death 2002. Sad Boys. Emotional Boys. Bitch, we live in a UFO. Sky's pink on my Nexus in Tokyo. Molecules expand, molecules exist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Molecules expand, molecules exist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Bitch, look at your wrists. I'm a kill to live. The molecule is me, won't go without a fist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Bitch, look at your wrists. I'm a kill to live. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Posted in the Death Star, snorting coke with Darth Vader. Posted up, dressed in Vapester. All the shit she did, yeah, I made her. It's been a while since I slept alone, I guess I'll see you later. When I catch her in another world, I might realize why I hate her. Posted up, dressed in Vapester. I'm a player, I'm a robber, I'm a fucker with no robber. I'm a player, I'm a robber, I'm a fucker with no robber. Hold a flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Molecules expand, molecules exist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Molecules expand, molecules exist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Bitch, look at your wrists. I'm a kill to live. The molecule is me, won't go without a fist. I'm a molecule, but I stand in the mist. Bitch, look at your wrists. I'm a kill to live. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening. I'm almost there. Posted in the Death Star, snorting coke with Darth Vader. Posted up, dressed in Vapester. All the shit she did, yeah, I made her. It's been a while since I slept alone, I guess I'll see you later. When I catch her in another world, I might realize why I hate her. Posted up, dressed in Vapester. I'm a player, I'm a robber, I'm a fucker with no robber. I'm a player, I'm a robber, I'm a fucker with no robber. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there. Solar flare, I can see the skies opening, I'm almost there.
Looking at me, not you. Better at the floor, you. That's touching on your body. Pull up in a Rari, tell my ex I'm sorry. She cannot afford me. Shout out to my mommy. Pull up with the Tommy. Bitch, you never crown me. Leaning out the bottle, I feel like a zombie.
Life alone, that's why I only pull with Sia. Ayy, Drago make me sadder. Boy, I call her on the weekend. Yeah, they drop when I want to. Boy, you know it's Puerto Rico. Ayy, right for all my Louis Vuitton. But she call my soonest song. Sandy ain't no bully boy. Didn't born, she was a star. Living love, I die alone. Pretty bitches in my phone. Skinny bitches in my home. Come and shot it. Coke and shawty, wipe your nose. Coke and shawty, die alone. Coke and shawty, cry alone. Coke and shawty, cry alone. Coke and shawty, wipe. Coke and shawty, wipe. Coke and shawty, cry alone. Coke and shawty, yeah.
That was Solar Flare by Young Lean and Cocaine Shoddy by Lil Peep and Young Goth.
Young Goth. There we go.
He's got such a deep voice.
Wait, is Young Goth spelled like... Is the Young spelled like Young Lean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, come on. Nice. Like,
like...
And there's a star after it.
Wow.
Dude. Wow. He hasn't been putting much out recently.
That's too bad. I wonder if he's still...
I wonder if he's okay. He has a song called IDK, How to Kill Myself. Young Goth. Oh, buddy.
I really hope he's still alive. Dang it. Because this would not be in very good taste.
No, he's alive. He's alive.
Okay, good, good.
But Lil Peep is... Sorry.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah. So, yeah, we've been having some pretty intellectual debates... we wish we could share them with you, but of course we're limited to an hour, so.
Yeah, you're getting the spark notes of them.
Yeah.
Just know it was a lot of, you know, appeals,
mm-hmm.
referendums.
Yes, yes. Ethos, pathos, logos, etc.
Yeah, the fourth one too.
Kratos.
Yeah, Plato. And Plato. Wait, do you think Plato was named after Plato?
Well, it's like play dough because it's like dough that you play with.
But also Play-Doh, it sounds so similar.
That is a good connection, Brooke.
Maybe not the time. That could be our next theme. Play-Doh or Play-Doh.
Whoa.
Wait, yeah. Good party theme.
No.
That
right,
is a
no.
good party theme.
Oh, wait, like,
you could dress as like a philosopher or like...
Or like a child, like a toddler.
Yeah, like. Or like a blob of Play-Doh.
Yeah, see, this is why you guys shouldn't throw parties. Like, yeah, so okay, back to the on spectrum, of course.
Yes.
Which is what this is all about.
So we are thinking one axis is happy to sad.
No
what,
wait, I thought we said like more lit to chill. Are we doing happy? Okay, see, obviously this is, you know...
Wow, we're still
always,
debating, God.
It's, the spectrum is alive, you know?
What was your other axis if you had lit to chill?
Good to bad?
No, I don't like good to bad.
You don't
bad.
Like good to bad? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then what's lit to chill and then happy to sad?
They're kind of similar, though.
Yeah.
I think we need something more descriptive. I think we need to step outside of the box.
More
I think
descriptive?
We're getting, I think
okay.
we're getting confined by the gridlock of a quadrant. some,
is
like,
that like a commentary on today's like geopolitical
next buzzword state of affairs?
Yeah, actually I think it's probably a good thing that like at 1:30 a.m. like these like buzzwords aren't just like popping into my head. Like, I think that's something about like my
your reading comprehension.
No, my reading comprehension is really bad. That's is that what you? Yeah, I guess that's what it would say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a practice LSAT section, guys, and I got 15 right and 12 wrong.
But that's like better than half. And you haven't even studied, so.
Right, so. And it was reading comprehension. And that's.
Famously hard for people addicted to media.
Yeah. It's tough for those who don't.
Gen Zers. So. All right. Who else has a Reels addiction? No, I don't.
No, I don't either, actually.
All my Reels have been like, it's been a bad vibe in there.
Ooh.
It's so much of that guy, Ashton Hall. It's like every one of his videos.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad vibe. Because
I talked about it, so it's like.
Oh, they heard you? Yeah. Oh, true.
I clicked on one medical study ad, and now every other story is a medical study ad, and they keep bringing up like an egg donor one, and it's like it's like earn $220,000 if you're like Caucasian, athletic, and healthy. Like,
whoa,
it's like
$220,000.
You have to unfortunately, you have to have eggs. I'm so sorry to break it to you.
Right. I was talking more like I actually wasn't even thinking about me. I'm gonna
just thinking about the people in your life.
Right, like
who fit that?
Who fits that?
I would say I know a lot of Caucasian, healthy, athletic people. Right. It was also, one of them was like, academically excellent. I was like, what? Ooh. Like you, the egg donor, it's just, I was getting a weird vibe from it. And it was showing these like airbrush pictures of like women who like, I don't.
Of women?
Let me just start going through Instagram. Yeah. I'll find one. I should have screenshot
it. It's time for that, the weekly Reels talk. We know you guys love it, so and we love it too.
Let's talk about our favorite Reels polls.
Actually, I'm just gonna say my Reels have been actually worse than usual, and that's actually like really
bad. I think
bad.
You keep sending bad, like,
no, that's exactly what I always send. The ones that I send are the absolute worst ones, and then it's just a negative feedback cycle, and then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and I keep thinking it can't get worse, but it is getting worse, and it's getting to a point where even I am like low-key getting it's nuts.
I will say some of the Reels you send me, I'm like, wow, I can't, like,
I send you what? Like the most palatable ones too.
That's
I
hope crazy because it's just like tough watch after tough watch.
See, tough watch nowadays is like the best I can get.
like thank God it's like a masked lesbian like dancing to a corny song.
Yeah, like the, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I always like send those to you. Like I don't know what that's about.
Yeah,
but that's just
I don't know.
I guess you.
I don't really like those videos. So
yeah, all right, I'll mix it up some more. But yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good reel I've seen. Or any media that's been good recently.
You've been in a media rut?
Yeah, like Twitter sucks. Like I can't go on Twitter without either feeling like the world's gonna end or like getting the worst ad of my life.
Uh-huh.
Or some like fake AI story.
Yeah.
And those are the
only
two.
Any other types of books, perhaps? Movies?
I've been like reloading Letterboxd to see what people are up to, but no one's watching movies.
Oh man.
Me neither. Like, actually, I did start watching Severance.
Oh, okay.
It's slow going, though. The episodes are really long, but it's good.
Yeah, Severance is just one of those shows that it's like, it's just kind of, I don't know why, but something about it pisses me off. Do you know what I mean?
Is it because, like, parents are watching it?
I think that my parents are talking about it, and they're like, you have to watch Severance.
Yeah, my mom
like,
loves to blow up the family group chat and be like, who has seen Severance? Who has seen Adolescence? And
Have you seen Adolescence?
No.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't want to...
No, I will watch it because it's only 4 episodes.
Right. I made it through 2.
Shoot.
And I will
Sadie
not
Sadie was, like, bawling
back.
Crying.
I know. You know, I'm the one who... What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm the one who told Sadie about it. I just...
Wow, Sadie and Eleanor were watching it last week and was like...
Really?
Yeah, it was a big...
Yeah, because I think I'm actually... The episode that I think caused that is the one that I stopped watching because I was cringing so bad during it.
No, it was the final one. It was the last
episode. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think...
You're just, like, above mainstream media. Sorry, I thought I just sneezed. It wasn't, like, a cringe.
No, I don't know. It just wasn't for me. It was like, well, I don't want to spoil anything, so I'll just let you watch and form your own opinions. Because that's what we're all about over here, you know?
I love forming my own opinion. I'm actually not the best at it. I'm really influenced by what people say.
Yeah, I think it's hard to form, like, your own opinion nowadays, just because it's like...
Because everyone's got an opinion, and everyone's so passionate about it, and it's like, okay, yeah. I don't feel that passionate about many
Right, and it's like, so how am I supposed to have my own opinions? Like, am I just going to have my own opinion for the sake of having my own opinion? Or is someone else who is really passionate and knowledgeable about something, like, I'll probably just listen to them. You know what I mean?
Literally, it's like, and the first one to say it, it's like, first one I'm believing.
Right, and then I see another one, and they say something else, it's like, oh, guess I have a new belief, you know? Like, thank goodness I saw this Instagram reel. Like, my entire worldview is just controlled by my algorithm, which is... Yeah.
Imagine, like, a grandparent listening to this. They'd, like, tell their friends about it and be like, this generation is...
Yeah, yeah, because they were so immune to other people's, like, propaganda and stuff, famously.
I bet they think they are, but...
Yeah,
history repeats itself, am I right?
Dude, that's actually so true, though. Like, can we talk about that? Can we talk about how history repeats itself real quick? Just real quick, like...
I saw something that probably... I saw it on the internet, and it was probably a tweet, so... You know, just putting it out there, it might be wrong, but it was like every time they, like, roll out huge tariffs, it's, like, been, like, every 100 years.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, because no one else, like, the consequences of it.
And it's
no
and that's opinion that you have. How did you get that?
From Twitter.
From
and
Twitter.
It's just like,
there you go.
Probably should remove myself from media, but then I'd have no opinions.
That's
when you really start
thinking
about it.
And then it's just like, oh, man, like, maybe no one should have any opinions. And we should just...
Everyone should get, like their brain, like... The bottom line.
Oh.
Yeah. No one is allowed to think anything controversial.
Do you think...
I think we'd be better
if everyone got lobotomized? And we all went to, like, back to, like, our primal...
I kind of forget what lobotomized is. Like, you can't feel sad. You can't really feel a range of emotions.
Is that what it is? I know they stick, like, a needle into your eye and then into your brain.
I think they cut the tide that... like makes you feel like angry and sad and any bad emotion, which
it's just any bad emotion.
I think like you can only kind of feel like calm and happy.
And why is this not a more you know what else is new in the scientific world? They brought back dire wolves. Did you see that?
No.
Do you know what a dire wolf is?
No.
I mean, me neither, but
but someone else does,
and yeah, and someone else does, and they were extinct for like maybe 15,000 years, and they brought them back.
That's some good news.
Is it not extinct? Surely
that's not.
It
possible.
Was extinct, completely extinct.
That's literally not. No. How would they do that?
What do you mean? Because they have the DNA or whatever. No, actually, it wasn't even the DNA. They used CRISPR. You know CRISPR.
I don't believe
I,
you.
I'll
I
send you the real. I'll
right.
send you the real. I'll send you the real.
They,
it's
they,
like these
that
little
would have
wolves
been insane. Like,
no, it's real. It's
they grew a wolf from just the DNA. I don't know.
I don't know. But that would no, mean CRISPR crazy. Is CRISPR is like they edit the genes of like an embryo or something.
Yeah, but
so I think that what they probably my guess
they,
is that they had like a wolf, and then they genetically modified the wolf
oh, to make
embryo.
It.
Yeah,
that kind of wolf.
And then, because it's like, from what I've seen, a dire wolf is like pretty much is like a regular wolf, except it's like I don't know.
Okay, I thought you were saying.
It's not like
I thought you were saying they like made this wolf from
just
some fur they had left over.
No.
Which I feel like would be a huge breakthrough, and probably mean bad things for. Actually wouldn't. I don't think they should keep going on the genetically
too.
Modified
like,
stuff.
It's just, like cute, right? But then it's like
Once it gets to humans, it's gonna be.
It's
bad.
Like with like AI, you know. It's like I like the funny pictures, and then it's like the next thing you know, it's like
it's like taking up all the water in the world.
But that's just water, guys. We should be good.
Yeah, it's just like
we will have dire wolves, so
and so, funny pictures. So
well, yeah, as long as the
water's
water is until
yeah, no big. Anyway, we should probably start going through some more music. Cause
yeah, what's
hit.
Next?
It's the Minecraft song.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty meals for all hosts. These free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with a tea later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio and heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org.
One more time? All right. I'm a big fan of hearty meals, actually. I think heartiness is a very under...
Yeah. give me whiskey and I'll get loaded. Feel like a stigman and I'm burning. Bitch, I'm Blair Witch, I got sigil. I'm Nicolas Cage with a chainsaw. I got big guns and they're all blowing. I got cutters and they're all cutting. I'ma smoke till my lungs are rotten. I'm driving nails all up in my coffin. Ain't got a passport, but I got a shotgun. Can't feel nothing, bitch, nothing at all. Try the haunted mound, you mean Jamaica. In gasoline, I'll ride forever. Some ghosts burn up on my zipper. Getting gone, anesthesia, my oxycodone. Grab my mask, I pull up with my fucking chrome dome. You would think I'm eight stone, the way I work the iron. Big black Cadillac, run you under my tires. I'll sleep when I'm dead, but I'm so, so tired. I wanna set the motherfucking world on fire. Guzzling high, goddamn, my knife shine bright. Coming for ya in the night. Bitch, I'm out for blood tonight. Cows die, power lines. Through the pine. All I know, I'm born to die. All I know, I'm born to die. All I need is hate and gasoline. And I will ride on forever. All I need is hate and gasoline. And I will ride on forever. All I need is hate and gasoline. And I will ride on forever. All I need is hate and gasoline. And I will
I think we need to go out on that.
Right. We could play it in the background.
Yeah, just a little louder maybe.
A little German music to end out you know, the night.
This is actually very Lynchian. This is actually like kind of what he does. Like he just kind of puts like some freaky stuff in the background. It's a very noisy. I don't know. Never mind.
It's very Lynchian.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh my gosh, I don't.
Turn it up. Wait, just turn it up for a second. Wait. Hey.
That's fun. I don't like it. It sounds like a door knocking. Okay. That was Cat by C418 and Alien by Beach House and Hate and Gasoline by Cemetery.
Again, we're just expanding the spectrum like the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we, you know, I don't think we really succeeded in completing the spectrum.
It's hard to put so many things into one thing.
And so maybe that's the lesson that's the takeaway for all you new listeners is that there is no spectrum, you know? The spectrum is whatever. The spectrum pranked. Is inside of you. Yeah.
You make up the spectrum of your own life.
Yeah, like you're all on the spectrum and so are we.
I don't know if you can say that.
We're all part of this. No, we're all.
We all make up one big human spectrum that can't be defined by bounds.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, just yeah. There's a little cat reference for you guys. You know, my real Minecrafters out there will know. You know, Cat is it's actually in the game. You can find the disc for this song in like some like chests and like some like mine shafts or whatever, and then you can make a jukebox with like 8 wooden planks and a diamond, and then you can play this record in the jukebox and it'll play in the game this song.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
Sounds like you've vlogged a lot of hours on Minecraft.
I might have a few a few hundred in there, but Minecraft movie
new coming out.
You haven't seen the Minecraft movie? Or you haven't seen anything about the Minecraft movie?
No.
That's like low-key like the
David
only...
David Lynch make it.
I wish. It's actually like the only like kind of like wholesome thing on my feed is the Minecraft movie. But it's like actually just like the worst movie ever, apparently.
Wait, is it... It came out?
Yeah, it's in theaters right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, because the bucket.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been getting those videos. Okay. So the guy and the fun bucket.
Right. And there's also a thing where... like apparently, like every line in the there's so many like just like horrible, off-putting, cringy like lines and like line delivery that they've gone like viral on like TikTok and stuff. And so now when those lines get delivered, then like it's like a thing because
everyone cheers.
Yeah. But like it's like obviously like the demographic of this movie is like 13-year-olds and stuff.
Really?
And so then
that surprises me.
I think you should watch like maybe anything about this movie. It's like Jack Black as Steve. Can you believe that? Wait, hold on. Who decided that, like, oh my god. Like,
whoa, I didn't know you had such strong opinions
okay,
on
Okay, that's
Minecraft
horrible. Jack
movie.
Black as Steve? You could not cast a worse person as Steve than Jack Black. It's just like, yeah, all right, it's just treating Minecraft like it's some, like, lazy teen fantasy adventure cash grab. Like, it's Minecraft. Like, you can't just do that to Minecraft. You know?
Well, but I don't think they should have. So, it's not really.
And Jason Momoa?
Oh my god. Jeez, I did not know you're so passionate about this.
It's just wrong, man.
You're like
wrong.
Lying when you said you're not passionate about anything. This is obviously,
yeah.
You can't make up this opinion. You can't just like glean this opinion from someone else.
Whoa.
Okay, you gotta stall.
And that's finished sentence. And that's life, kid.
Oh, I was gonna say, and that's our set, but.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good timing on that.
Going.
Yeah, so that was music for you.
Yes, and the next, maybe we'll play a song for a little bit.
Yeah, but this has been the Witching Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you, guys. So, thank you.